When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 22nd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was just announced. Ozzy, Foreigner, and Peter Frampton are all among inductees for this year's class. The announcement was made last night during an episode of American Idol hosted by Ryan Seacrest, alongside R&B star Lionel Richie. The induction ceremony is set to take place at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland coming up on October 19th. Other inductees in the performer category include the Dave Matthews Band, Cher, Mary J. Blige, Kool & the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest. Peter Frampton saying, "This is something I never expected. I'm overwhelmed that I'll be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, especially alongside so many incredible artists who have gone before me. I can't thank everyone enough for voting for me. You are the best. Somebody pinch me, please." MC5, Norman Whitfield, Jimmy Buffett, and Dionne Warwick will receive Musical Excellence Awards, the category in which Judas Priest were recognized last year. Blues legends John Mayall and the late Alexis Corner and Big Mama Thornton will be inducted in the Musical Influence category. Ozzy Osbourne said he now feels big and that he's more than honored by the news. He's already a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, having been inducted as a member of Black Sabbath back in 2006. Peter Frampton's old group, Humble Pie, are not yet in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, despite being eligible for 29 years. Former Skid Row lead singer Sebastian Bach has released another new song, this one called Hold On to the Dream. The track is taken from his upcoming solo album, Child Within the Man, set for release on May 10th. Saying, quote, "An album more than 10 years in the making, it was recorded in Orlando, Florida, and produced and mixed by Michael Elvis Basquette. Engineered by Jeff Mall and Josh Saldate, and mastered by Robert Ludwig." Sebastian Bach wrote or co-wrote all of the album's 11 tracks and sang lead and backing vocals. It also features guest appearances from John 5, Steve Stevens, and two songs written by Miles Kennedy from Alter Bridge and Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Speaking of Slash, he's teamed up with composer Bear McCreary for an epic new song called The End of Tomorrow. From McCreary's forthcoming album, The Singularity, set for release on May 3rd. The song follows McCreary's lead single, Incinerator, which features System of a Down vocalist, Serge Tankian. Last Friday night, the ashes of Motorhead's legendary frontman, Lemmy Kilmister, were enshrined in the West Hollywood, California bar he loved so much, the Rainbow Bar and Grill on the Sunset Strip. Fans were also invited to raise a very unique toast to Lemmy and Motorhead with the unveiling of a new Motorhead whiskey. Back in November of 2016, the Rainbow Bar and Grill dedicated its patio to Lemmy and renamed it Lemmy's Lounge. Brent Smith from Shinedown is hinting at a possible collaboration on the upcoming new Shinedown album. When asked in a recent interview if the band would be collaborating with longtime friend Jelly Roll, Brent Smith said, quote, 100%. It might be in the works. I mean, I don't know. If I say it, it's probably going to happen. He continued, "We just have a mutual love for one another and just care so deeply about who he is as an individual and his story." And according to Entertainment Tonight, Jelly Roll has helped to launch a music studio inside of Davidson County Juvenile Detention Center in Nashville. the same facility where he was once incarcerated. It's been reported that a portion of the proceeds from Jelly Roll's Bridgestone Arena headlining show in December and the Redemption Songs event earlier this year helped to fund the program. Jelly Roll told People magazine back in 2022, quote, "It's important, man. I think it's important that we give back, especially to our kids. Our youth are so impressionable, and as the old quote goes, none of them asked to be here." Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl and Anthrax's Scott Ian and Charlie Benante recorded a cover of the Bad Brains 1982 classic, The Regulator. This resulted in an exclusive release for Record Store Day this past Saturday. The track, recorded in Dave Grohl's Studio 606, was done in just two live takes. Under the moniker GBI, the 7-inch single is limited to 6,000 copies and comes complete with cover art by Charlie Benante. Proceeds from GBI's rendition of The Regulator will benefit Bad Brain singer Paul H.R. Hudson, who's been suffering from an excruciating type of rare head affliction called Sunct headaches for the past decade. Current and former members of Ice Nine Kills and From Ashes to New have launched their new band, Hillhaven. The song Damned to Dream is the group's official introduction into the music business, and the video has been launched on YouTube. The Associated Press is reporting that the United States has implemented a significant 250% visa fee increase for international musicians touring in the U.S. Prior to April 1st, the cost was $460 per application. It's now surged to between $1,615 and $1,655. A standard band of four musicians could see fees rise from $1,840 to around $6,460. Expedited processing adds $2,805 per application, with no refunds if rejected. And Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has been streamed more than 300 million times in one day on Spotify. The streaming platform announced the pop star had broken a new record for the most streamed album in a day. The previous record was held by her re-recorded version of the album 1989. Spotify also revealed that the single Fortnite featuring Post Malone broke the record for the most streamed song in a single day. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 202 featuring Tim Montana is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.